At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, so today I'm going to be reviewing the survival game, The Long Dark. It's like a survival game, yeah. And what I really like about it is like it's just like really like realistic. It's like there's not like a bunch of zombies and like quests and like crap like that. It's just like you're in the Canadian wilderness and you're trying to survive. Like, it's not like there's no like other like crap and stuff that's like trying to like keep you engaged. And it's not like, oh, if you die you just respawn in a bed, your run's over if you die. I mean, actually, I guess since they added that you can actually cheat death, which comes with like a lot of consequences, like you lose some of your health like permanently, like less carrying capacity, and just in general, it's not that great of an idea to cheat death. It's mainly a permadeath, like I think it's called like permadeath game. Yeah, like it's like when you die, you're done. That's the end of the run. I also really like how you can like just like for example, if like playing on like there's many like different difficulties. Like it's not just like one thing, one game mode. You can choose your difficulty of like when you do your run. And even then, if you want to make it even harder or more challenging, you can like customize it and just like with a custom run thing. Some bad things about the game is that like you can like if you're about to get attacked by like a wolf, you can just like force close the game, and you're just gonna go back like 10 minutes of your 10 minutes of what you did, and look what happens now. You are perfectly fine, and nothing ever happened. Which I think this is like technically the game like has this like allowed, I guess, because like they could just make it autosave every like the moment you get attacked by a wolf or something like that, but they don't. So it like allows this sort of thing where you can just like pretend that, oh yes, I never got mauled by this wolf because I just all death forward. Like that's not like, I don't think that should be a thing. Like it's not a good thing to be allowed in a game, but like obviously you can play without it, but I don't think it should be there in the first place that you can do that in the thing. The game is a single player, so you can't play with your friends, but there's a soon, I think in 2026, so yeah, soon there's gonna be a early access of the game Black Frost or The Long Dark 2, where you can play with friends. It is multiplayer, and I think it'll be really fun. I really haven't talked about like where the game is at all. So basically, it's set in the Canadian wilderness. So basically, what is happening? You're like transporting. So you're like flying a plane, and then a geomagnetical storm hits, which basically shuts off all the power and stuff, and like malfunctions with stuff. So then your plane starts crashing down, and you die. No, you don't die, but you crash. And that's how you ended up in the middle of the Canadian wilderness. You're on this like island in the middle, like it's called Great Bear Island. Also, There's also a story mode called Wintermute, and I think it's actually, like, really good. It's really fun. Except for, like, there's just, like, one thing in one, like, because in the regular game, there's, like, nobody else in, like, there's just no one else in the world. It's just you. Except for the trader. You can actually trade with Sutherland, who's, like, this guy that's living on a boat off the coast of Coastal Highway, which is one of the regions, where you can, like, trade him stuff. What was I just talking about? Yes, I was talking about Wintermute. The story is very, it's, like, a great balance of just, like, gameplay and also just, like, lore. And it's really fun, I think. And if you want to do more lore, you can just pick, like, the green survivor, which is, like, the easier version, or, like, the harder ones. It just, like, goes harder. Just like I had said with the normal game. Again, I'm not saying that this is, like, an add-on or something. This is, like, part of the game. I'm just saying, like, normal game as in, like, the regular survival experience, I guess. I also really like the graphics of the game. Like, it's very, it's not really that colorful, I guess, but, like, I mean, that's kind of what it is to be expected. You're in the wilderness. It's, like, white, I guess, a bit of brown. I don't know. And that's where I kind of, like, prefer the game over other survival games, because, like, no zombies and other stuff like that. It's just straight to the thing. The graphics are great because, like, I don't know how to explain it, but the graphics are just really good, okay? I don't know, like, what type of graphics it is. I'm not, like, an expert in graphics or whatever. Anyway, I don't really know what else to say about it, except that you should probably get the game, and it's really fun. Another issue, like, with the game is that over time, after a while, all, like, you know everywhere in the region, you know all the good spots. I mean, I don't know this yet, but, like, over a bit of time, you, like, know, oh, this is where most of the loot's gonna be. Like, I even know, like, I know basically this, and you're, like, basically just going through a few of the regions, and, like, once you get past, like, the early game, for some people, it could just get pretty boring. Like, there's not much more to do. Like, you kill a bear, you get, like, a bow and a gun, and what else is there to do? I don't think it's that, because I do think there is much more to do. Like, go get the woodworking tools, go explore more, like, but I do think that after a bit of time, there's not much, like, you don't see much more, like, I guess, like, improvement on your, like, stats, I guess. You don't see, like, much more improvement on your stats. It just, over time, like, you get the best clothing and you get the best gun, but then, like, that just, like, seems as if, oh, that's it, that's the game. It's not like you can, but you still can go exploring for the woodworking tools, go make your base look the best and stuff. Go try to get the camera and stuff like that. Like, which I think is fun. Go explore. Go see what each region, like, has to offer, which I think is good. To some people, and me, and even me sometimes, I do think that, that's it, the game's over, like, especially when you're playing, like, some of the lower difficulties, where it's, like, very, much, like, easier, I guess. When you get, like, a lot more loot quickly. Anyway, that's going to be it for today's episode. Please download